Hey, superstars of Nimawa, we are at Spring Summit in Boston, and you know, we're chatting with some of the smartest people in the industry. And I gotta tell you, during our pre-interview, Christina Spence was like, just, I don't know, you just, you had it. That's it, which is of course why you are a Rising Star winner. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jason. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on the big win.
Thank you.
How does it feel? How did it feel when you found out?
Honestly, I was speechless. I sent an IM to one of my coworkers, and I was like, OMG, I cannot believe the email that I just got. Very excited, very grateful to have been selected as one of the Rising Stars.
Did you know that you'd been nominated?
So I did know, because I had to send an updated resume to one of my coworkers.
Got it. I love that. Okay, so... One of the things that I loved, how honest and vulnerable you were. Like you said, you'd never even heard of direct mail back in 2021. But I got to be honest with you, it seems like you got to figure it out now, eh?
Yeah, I guess so. So I had no idea what direct mail was after graduating from college. And I've really been thrown into it. And I love it just because there's so much to direct mail that you don't really know the name of until you're actually in it. So I remember as a kid, we talked about Toys R Us catalogs and JCPenney catalogs, and to be able to circle those and tell your parents exactly which one you want. So I knew that, but I didn't know it was direct mail. So now being able to see the whole process has been so fulfilling.
Just think about it. You are helping children all across this nation get the things they want for birthdays and Christmas. It's a pretty
exactly,
good gig,
exactly, right? Yes.
I love that. All right, so one of the things early we chatted about, I said, what are you good at, right? And you said, you are super organized. Okay, first of all, never mind the job. What's it look like at your house? Like, do you have like bins for everything?
Yeah, I do.
I love this.
And even like down to like my clothing, everything is organized by size, by color, by type. sometimes I'm better at keeping it organized than others, but
right.
The system.
It's all packing cubes all the time,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Okay, so now let's graft it onto the professional life. What does that look like? What does it look like to be really organized, and what kind of impact does it have?
Mm-hmm. So for me, organization really is about creating systems that make me more efficient and limit my stress. So for that, it's having like color-coded categories in Outlook, red for pending, yellow for billing, all the different client notes organized in specific folders to keep me on track. And then every morning I'll like sit down with my coffee or my tea and write through my to-do list, organizing everything by what has to get done today, what can wait until tomorrow, all of that.
I do use a specific to-do list manager.
So I actually have a pen and paper that says things to do, and that's what I use every day.
Very cool. Everybody's got their own system. I never found the app-based ones. I found it to be a little, I don't know, clunky and arduous, right? I use Notes on a Mac, right?
Yeah.
And that sort of thing. It does make a difference. I live and die by my to-do list.
I definitely agree. Even the idea of like Google, like Task Manager, those are a little bit harder for me to follow than having it actually handwritten.
I get that. Okay, so we talk about really what your superpower is that sense of organization. How do your colleagues deal with that? Like, are they like, this is awesome, I gotta learn this?
I think for the most part, my colleagues love it just because I think it helps them streamline what they have to do. Being someone who is organized, I think I'm very clear in communicating exactly what needs to get done, and I think that helps other people know exactly what has been sent to them or given to them.
One of those colleagues who learns a lot from you is someone with whom you share an account, yeah?
Yes.
And it's not just someone. It's the founder and the CEO, which I got to be honest, if I was, you know, new to my career-ish, newish to my career, and I'm working with the CEO shoulder to shoulder, that might, you know what I'm saying? That might terrify me. And then I realize I did that. I did that in my career. But enough about me. Let's talk about you and What does that look like? What do you do with your CEO, and what are you learning?
Yeah, so I share an account with Donna Bilardi of Bilardi Wong, which is very intimidating because she literally, her name is in the company.
Yeah.
So I think that what I do there is definitely getting to see insight from a very high level, from somebody who has a lot of experience. And she's able to teach me, but I think also I can teach her and just share my questions, my insight, my curiosity about the industry.
I heard this. I heard that she says she learns as much from you as you learn from her. So are you deliberately going out to teach her stuff, or is she just modeling really good behavior?
Yeah, I think that it's one of those things that when you have a relationship that flows really nicely, it's easy to just be able to have that symbiotic relationship where she's showing me things and I can show her things, especially like I think one of the stories that I remember is that me and Donna worked on a plan for one of our clients, and we're sitting there, one computer screen, and she's walking through exactly why she made certain decisions on the plan, and I'm there able to jump in and show her different Excel shortcuts to kind of make our lives a little bit easier so we don't have to type in everything but to use those shortcuts.
It helps to have an Excel guru on the team, right?
I don't know if I'd call myself a guru, but definitely have some tips and tricks.
I once heard this line. You can totally steal this line, which is an expert is a person who's read one more blog post than you have.
I might have to use that.
Now, here, right, at Nimoa, we were both in a session today with an FBI negotiator who taught listening skills. What are you going to bring back to Donna? What are you going to teach that you learned about listening skills?
So I think the first thing I learned from that session is that really in order to be a good listener, you have to learn how to be quiet and actually like not ask questions to really let the conversation move in the direction that it's supposed to be, and not really put your agenda or control over the situation.
It, you know, but it's funny with the agenda or control. The one thing I took away is, you know, you have to go into a conversation with a purpose. It's not, and it doesn't mean that for everything, but if you're looking to get something like information from somebody, you knowing that you're like trying to get that information, there are specific things you should do and shouldn't do. And what you shouldn't do is, you know, don't ask a question, then ask another follow-up question. Just shut up and let them keep talking. I think I've seen this on every episode of Law and Order ever.
I definitely would agree. People say a lot when they have the control to be able to just ramble and spit on.
I love that. Okay, so what advice would you give with that spirit, in that spirit of that conversation? What advice would you give to somebody next year who wants to win this award?
So advice that I would give to a future rising star is to be interested in the industry, to ask questions, to meet people, to kind of step out of your comfort zone. I was someone who didn't have a lot of experience in direct mail, but I came in here with this level of curiosity and wonder, and I think that's really what was able to allow me to get to the position that I am now as one of the 2024 rising stars.
Wonder, that's a great phrase. I remember listening to an episode of This American Life, which is the very popular podcast, and they were telling this story, and I'm telling you this story because you remind me of this story, which is there's a kid who is at a dinner party, and he's outside, and he runs inside, and he goes, rainbow, rainbow, rainbow. There's a rainbow outside, right? So all of the adults kind of go out to look at the rainbow, and it's kind of like this idea, and when I heard this phrase, I love this phrase, come gasp with me, right? Mm-hmm. Come look at the world in an extraordinary, and I actually think that is your real superpower, is that you have this ability to look at the world and go, it's amazing. Yeah. Fair?
Fair, very fair.
Okay.
And I think, too, that goes into me being new to the industry. So I do have that, honestly, awe of what we're doing. And because it's been around for so long, just being able to see it has been very...
My secret to a good career, you just took the playbook from me, which is I've been at this 30 years. I'm still in awe every single day.
Yeah.
Christina, where do we find you? Where can we connect with you?
So you can connect with me on LinkedIn at Christina Spence, and then also via email at ChristinaS@BilardiWong.com.
Awesome. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Congratulations again on your award.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. We're going to be back tomorrow at Spring Summit with some more really great insights. Okay, here we go, everybody.